Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For all that's ever been said about climate change, we haven't heard nearly enough about the psychological impacts of living in a warming world. From coping with eco-anxiety, to protecting your community from the mental health impacts of extreme weather events, to working through denial, there's a lot to process. Gen Dread is your weekly newsletter about staying sane in the climate crisis, written by researcher and author Britt Ray. That's me. Hi. Sign up for free today at gendread.substack.com.
We train machines for a particular task, and they can be very good at this particular task. In fact, better than humans sometimes. But you modify the task just a little bit, and they fail. Just search YouTube for robot and jump. Intelligence, it turns out, is hard to create. Welcome to the conversation piece. This is AI engineer and VP at Facebook, Jan LeCun.
Good evening, everyone. There is a mystery about intelligence. What makes us human is really the ability to think and to plan. But intelligence is a shared ability among humans and animals, and now perhaps even machines. I'm an engineer and a scientist, and I've always been fascinated by the question of intelligence. And what I'm working on is trying to figure out really what is essential to intelligence so that we can reproduce it in machine, but not just to construct widgets, but also to understand human intelligence by really focusing on what is essential. So AI these days, we hear a lot about AI. We've been hearing about it over the last 10 years or so, a lot more than in previous decades. And the reason is because we've discovered ways for machines to become intelligent by training themselves as opposed to being programmed. So AI now has become synonymous with machine learning. And so the ability to reproduce learning abilities in machine is really what brought about big progress. Because building AI systems by hand through sheer engineering is just too difficult. We don't know how to do it. So what's happened is that we've got inspiration from the brain and basically built computer models of, conceptual computer models of how the brain works or how the brain learns. The brain is composed of billions of neurons, brain cells that are interconnected with each other. And learning takes place by modifying those connections as we have new experiences. So people have thought since the 50s about ways to do this with machines, but it's become really successful only in the last 10 years or so. We've seen a lot of success in things like speech recognition and image understanding, text understanding, and opened the door to applications like driving assistance systems, medical image analysis systems, content filtering systems, translation, automatic translation, which kind of works now. So a lot of applications. In fact, if today you took the modern versions of AI out of companies like Facebook and Google, both companies will crumble. They are entirely built around it these days. So it's a lot of success, but still the limitations of those systems are very dire in the sense that our machines do not learn nearly as well as humans and animals. So there is a big piece of human intelligence and learning that we have not discovered and we're not able to reproduce with machines. And this is what stops machines from being able to learn like a baby, learn how the world works by observation, and acquire some amount of common sense, if you want, on how the world works. So the joke I often say is that the most intelligent machines that we have today, even though they can beat us at chess and go and do amazing things, they have less common sense than a house cat. And we just don't know the principles upon which to base an AI system so that it will acquire this type of intelligence. So this is the challenge of the next few years, essentially. And then there's the big question is the kind of intelligence we observe in machines now that we create in machines is sort of very reactive. We train machines for a particular task And they can be very good at this particular task, in fact, better than humans sometimes. But you modify the task a little bit and, you know, they don't work very well. And they tend to be very, very, very specialized. So the big question is, how do we build machines that have some sort of autonomous intelligence, a bit like humans and many animals? So we don't specify what the machine should do. We just specify an objective and the machine figures out how to fulfill this objective. This is another topic of research and we're only beginning. And so it's going to take a long time before we discover those principles so that we can have, you know, household robots and virtual assistants that we can talk to and you know, they can answer any question and help us in our daily lives. A lot of progress are being done, but it's still very primitive at the moment. So it's only the beginning.
Jan LeCun spoke at the Walrus Talks at Home Intelligence in October, and he's just one of over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, and webcammed into the virtual stage at the Walrus Talks. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider donating to the Walrus. From now until the end of December, any amount you donate will be matched. That's a double impact on creating fact-based Canadian journalism. Learn more at thewalrus.ca/donate. Up next for the Walrus Talks at Home is Living Better. Four speakers on the topics of science, culture, politics, and how we live now. Register at thewalrus.ca/events for a front row seat from the comfort of your own home.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.